This podcast is a Majestic Giraffe production. For more information and more content, visit majesticgiraffe.com.
But I was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
The droids are clean, the vaporizers are patched, and the speeders fueled. It's time to pick up some blue milk and power converters. You're listening to Toshi Station Radio, brought to you by the Majestic Giraffe Network. Now here are your hosts for the Snarkiest Podcast in Star Wars and Geek Culture, Brian and Nancy.
On the outskirts of Disneyland and coming to you live from the Anaheim Convention Center, you're listening to Toshi Station Radio, the bright center in the universe for all things Star Wars and geek culture. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host and wife, Nancy.
Hi!
We've also got band leader, Bria.
Hello!
And Wampa Wrangler Show here with us today.
Hey!
Today, we're live from Star Wars Celebration to talk about the future of the franchise and to celebrate you. We're about to get started, so sit back, grab some power converters, and enjoy the show. For any new people listening to the podcast for the first time, we are Toshi Station. We are a blog and podcast that started about 3 years ago, and we're the social justice Jedi.
Can we make those buttons for the next celebration?
I don't want buttons. I want that on a shirt.
Ooh, yes.
We have buttons, too.
It's a good idea.
Hey, can we pitch that for House Organa, social justice Jedi?
Can we be social justice X-Wing pilots instead?
No, we can totally do that.
He fixed my microphone.
So we started 3 years ago. We have a blog in which we publish news and columns and reviews. And the semi-weekly podcast, which you're listening to now, where we do a lot of the same thing, just in conversation format, and it frequently goes off the rails.
Yep.
That's pretty much it.
Yes.
So
we're kind of expanded universe focused, but not really. I mean,
we
talk about everything.
We were very much more expanded universe focused when we started.
Yeah.
So a note from our sponsors, perhaps?
Sure.
Toshi Station Radio is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Listeners to this podcast get a free audiobook by signing up for a free trial. Click the link on Toshi-Station.net for more details.
And we're also brought to you in part by Her Universe. Fill your world with Star Wars, Star Trek, Marvel, Doctor Who, Battlestar Galactica, and other fandom-inspired wardrobe and jewelry. Click the link on our blog to purchase awesome geek gear and keep the lights running on the podcast. I have that memorized now.
I was about to say, it's like you've done that before.
It only took 110 tries.
Yeah.
Nancy, as we usually do, we kick off the show with what's new on the blog. What do we got?
Well, we had a sort of roundtable. I made them choose rank their favorite Star Wars movies last week in celebration of the digital release. So they were all very angry at me for making them do that. And the title of the article is, like, it's like making me pick my favorite child. And we've got a ton of celebration coverage up already. Audio if you missed certain panels, and we'll be posting stuff up later when we have more reliable internet. And pictures, we actually got into the exhibit yesterday, so we took a lot of pictures. So if you were not able to get in because the line is like 5 hours long, because they put it in the tiniest room here, we have pictures.
Yeah, we got you covered.
Yeah. And I don't have a show, so it's
It's Bria's turn to pimp House Organa.
Yes.
Why do you do this to me?
Because we
Why
love you.
Do
we love you, Bria.
Why? I put in the show notes, no. I put in parentheses, no.
And then we deleted
period.
It.
Period. What do you want to say?
I'll pimp House Organa.
There we go.
So go to House Organa shop for all your Star Wars clothing needs, including Hera. Where's Hera? She's right there.
She's right there.
It's an action figure for the audio listeners.
Yeah, we have a bunch of different designs. If you're a fan of Game of Thrones and you've seen, you know, the house title and their slogan or their words, we have a bunch like that. It's like House Kenobi is Sith Lords our speciality. We've got a lot of Rebels designs, such as this very nice Hera's tote bag you're walking in right now.
Very
that was
nice.
A very useful tray. Well done on hitting your cue, man. And more importantly, we have a Fanboy Tears mug for all of your drinking needs.
And we just got some more swag coming up onto the stage.
Got a big box of looks. Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom from Delray.
Hardcovers
of Tarkin.
I'm tweeting.
Somebody tweet that out.
Tom, do you want to come say hi?
Now we're Tarkin.
You should stay. You should stay.
Oh, yeah. This is for you.
Thank you. Awesome.
Hi, everybody.
Ooh, very cool.
This is for you. Because you had to
leave. It's new line wrangle for Delray.
Yeah, you get cool stuff.
It's helpful.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm going to copy the Tarkin at everyone while someone continues on the podcast.
Excellent. Let's see. I think, yep, that's everything new on the blog, which brings us over into Fixers Flash. This is the segment where we normally talk about the geeky things we've been up to. I'll give you a couple guesses what we've all been up to this week.
We have 50 minutes left on the podcast. Thank
50
you,
minutes. We have 50 minutes. Oh, everybody starts stalling.
So, yeah, we're not going to talk about what we've done, because you know what we've done. We've been to Celebration, and you all have been to Celebration. We'll talk about some of our favorite moments. And, you know, it's really convenient now that Tom is in here right now, because our first bullet was thank you to Tom and Eric from Delray for all their cool stuff. So, yay!
Tom,
and we're not saying this to suck up. Because we've already done that.
A little bit. But no, Tom, Arish, and the Delray crew have been fantastic. If you have not visited the booth down in the exhibition hall, you should go do that.
Go get free stuff, because they need to get rid of it. Right?
They don't want to bring all this back with them to New York.
Yay! Oh, we have more pins!
Ooh, more pins! Yay, giveaways!
Bye, Tom!
Bye, Tom! Bye.
You're the best! Also, we want to congratulate our friends of the show who are not here, so we shouldn't congratulate them because they're not here. But Savannah and Eric got engaged at the Her Universe Fashion Show on StarWars.com, so yay!
Yay!
She has an R2-D2 ring. That's really awesome.
Yeah, the ring is gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have prizes. Come get prizes.
Yes, come up to the table. Get free stuff. Seriously, come up to the table. Get free stuff, because we don't want to take it with us.
You don't
want to
tag them all?
No.
You
may
get one earlier.
Oh,
thank you.
I'm
going to
get one now.
Yes.
Welcome. Hi. I know people from the internet.
Meeting people. Hi.
Yes.
So, yes, talking about our favorite moments from Celebration so far, Nancy.
You were first.
Oh, I'm first.
Yep.
I should read the show notes.
Well, normally I'm first. So.
I think my favorite moment so far, other than the obvious, holy crap, new trailer, was Carrie Fisher dropping an F-bomb on a live stream.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
And was anyone surprised?
No.
No. No.
Poor James Arnold Taylor.
you saw the point where James just stopped trying. Poor guy. And of course, spending time with my lovely wife in Celebration.
I didn't want to let him put that in the
But I put it in there anyways.
Obviously, the panel with JJ and KK, it was really, and seeing Mark Hamill hug Carrie Fisher like they were siblings made me want to cry, because they were like
hugging each other and
kissing each other, and it was overwhelming. The Force Awakens exhibit was really awesome. If you haven't gone, I'm sorry, you're probably not going to get to get in.
But we have pictures we're going to put in a gallery on the blogs. We got you covered.
And then just meeting people and hanging out. It's been awesome.
Oh, are we at me now?
Yes,
sorry.
Right.
I was trying to manage things. Okay. Favorite moment may have... I would have said it was the Rebels trailer, in which everyone collectively lost their blankety blank. Which I would usually say on the podcast, but I can't today. But
we're actually a PG podcast today.
Yeah. No. Can I swear in Italian?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So usually I would say the Rebels trailer, where you see Rex and Hondo. But then I saw the season 2 premiere, and everyone is in for a treat. If you can avoid looking at spoilers, do, because there's a couple moments in there that absolutely blew my mind. I will tell everyone, though, that there are some fantastic space nerdy moments in the episode.
Yay.
And you will all likely be able to tell the one that made me go...
Show. BB-8. Who cried when BB-8 rolled on stage?
Everybody's hands, everybody.
Even people who were in the main, even people who weren't in the main room cried when BB-8 rolled on stage. And so there's BB-8 in the exhibit, but there's also a BB-8 in the droid room, if you haven't been there. So
if you've seen the picture of me on Twitter, that's the droid room one, not the exhibit one.
Yeah. Wait, can I change my answer?
Yes. Absolutely.
I take it back. It was when Dave Filoni liked my dress.
Yes. I was a witness to this occasion. That was very...
pretty amazing.
So you just have someone randomly out of blues compliment you on the dress and say, "Oh, I got to show this to Dave." And like,
turned to the right and went, "Oh my God, Dave Filoni."
I mean,
thankfully,
you think...
he did not hear that part. I'm gonna take the next 10 seconds to pull myself together after the woman said, "Do you want to meet him?" And I said, "Yes." No, I just want to stare at him in his hat. Like, obviously.
It is a fabulous hat.
I do like all the Dave Filoni cosplayers I've seen.
That's the new George Lucas cosplayer.
It is. I've seen a lot of those too.
And it's awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Deekster. We don't have a soundboard.
We don't have a soundboard because the mixer is not the mixer.
Nor do we have dogs distracting us.
I know. We know everyone just listens for the dogs, but
Ryan, I thought you were the soundboard. Didn't we talk about this the other week?
Flimmin' the flim flam.
Okay. I mean, we could talk about the teaser all day long, but we're just going to wait and do an actual discussion and roundtable when we get back to our respective homes because, let's be honest, we can easily do an hour and a half podcast just on those 90 seconds worth of film.
It's not like we've never done that.
Yeah, it's not like we've never done that before. Look for that next week. Just some highlights, though. The new planet in The Force Awakens is...
Jakku.
Not Tatooine.
It's
Jakku. And it's spelled J-A-K-K-U.
Yes.
For reference.
And we got some new details on Poe, Rey, and Finn.
Not a lot, but they said that Finn is a stormtrooper, so that's cool. Also, Poe Dameron is the best freaking starfighter pilot in the galaxy, which is also true. And he's really hot, just saying.
And BB-8 is practical effects.
Yes. BB-8 and R2 were fighting. That was fantastic. Also, from the exhibit, they have little descriptions of the props. And so we know that the good guys, quote unquote, are the Resistance, while the bad guys are the First Order. So, cue speculation on what has happened in 30 years to make that happen, or where this takes place. We'll talk about that later.
And speaking of the Battle of Jakku, it's going to be featured in the upcoming Battlefront game as Day 1 DLC. If you pre-order, it comes with it. And if you buy the game by, I believe, December 8th, you get it for free.
And you can see a trailer now, although I don't recommend it if you're not a gamer, because then you'll want to play it, like me.
It's very pretty.
It is very pretty. Or you can just watch someone play it, or you can, go on YouTube and watch someone play it.
It's really dangerous. Now I want to get a PS4.
Yeah. But if you don't want to play the game, you can read Battlefront Twilight Company, which is a new novel coming out in November, by Alexander Freed, and it's going to just focus on one platoon during the rebellion. So that's really cool. I'm excited about that. And
we found out that the Force Awakens novelization is going to be written by Alan Dean Foster, which that may have been the best announcement I've ever seen.
Yes.
The Delray panel yesterday, they took questions, and the first question was from an older man sitting on the side who goes, how do you get to write a novelization? I'd really like to write one. And then there was some banter between him and Shona Shapiro and Jen Heddle. Do you have experience? Have you done this before? He's like, yes, I've done it ages and ages ago, and I can write very, very fast. So it was a nice little reveal. And then we found out, for those who are spoiler phobes like myself, the ebook will be out the day the film comes out.
And there will be no advanced copies of it going out.
No advances are going out to bloggers, to anyone. And the hardcover will be out in...
sometime in January,
in January. Yeah. They think it's going to be more towards the end of January. And it's all for security purposes and everything. So,
which makes me very happy, because I did not want to have to avoid Twitter or Facebook for 2 months.
So everyone who got mad at me and said I was wrong for suggesting that they wouldn't put the novelization out before the movie, I win.
And thank you, Del Rey, for understanding spoilers.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
There was a new comic announcement. And who's been reading the Leia comic? Everyone in here should be reading the Leia comic.
You all should be reading it.
I'm reading the Leia comic, and I don't read comics. But that's a 5-issue comic, which I'm sad about because I'd like for it to be longer. And they did not take my question at the Marvel panel asking if they could have more. But if you're listening, Marvel people, we'd like more. But the, not replacement, but the comic coming out after that is going to be a miniseries about Lando Calrissian. Baron of Smooth. Yay. So that'll take place. It's going to take place after he has lost the Falcon to Han, but there will be a mysterious ship involved. So that'll be cool. And it's by Charles Soule and Alex Maleev is the artist. Also, Shattered Empire, which is the comic that takes place after Return of the Jedi in the journey to the Force Awakens, is going to be by Greg Rucka and Marco Cicchetto. Did I say that right?
I'm not
sure. Cicchetto, I think, is how Jordan pronounced it.
Although, speaking of the Force Awakens, or the journey to the Force Awakens, we did find out yesterday that everything is going to be released on September 4th, which is very bad news if you're going to Dragon Con. You need to review it all.
Yeah.
So, did we find out, did they say whether or not Shattered Empire is going to be published as a graphic novel or a single issue? Because... that could be interesting.
I've heard rumblings of graphic novel.
Okay.
But that's... I don't have any confirmation on that.
Again, a question that should have been asked at the panel instead of, can we have more Legends comics? Okay, so new Rebels trailer. Bri already kind of talked about that, but there is a new Rebels trailer for season 2. If you haven't seen it yet, go watch it, because it's really awesome. And they have some familiar faces, like Captain Rex is back, and other clones.
It's Wolf and Gregor, what I think Presley said.
And also some new Inquisitors, it looks like. And Hondo. Yay!
Hondo!
Hondo Naka is back.
There are so many things in the trailer, and I'm really excited about all of them.
Yeah. And I will say, judging from seeing the season 2 premiere, a lot, when you watch the trailer, you're going to look at it and be like, oh my gosh, this season's going to be amazing. I can't even imagine what they're going to do, given how much I've seen, I'm trying to say it's not spoiling. A lot happens in the premiere. I'm going to go with that.
How can you go up based on what you've already seen?
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be crazy. And then I will say the other thing I'll say is, as far as the Inquisitors, it looked like we saw 2. It looked like one was male and one was female. However, Dave Filoni refused to confirm or deny or say anything about that.
I am stunned.
Yes. However, we did learn that Sarah Michelle Gellar is gonna be a Wookiee. That was all Freddie Prinze Jr. yesterday.
I want to hear Sarah Michelle Gellar go.
Oh, you said she does a great impression. it was like a solid like 5-minute gag of him just saying, like, going on about what a great Wookiee she makes, and we all died.
That's awesome. Also happening at 11:00 right now is the Rogue One. The standalone panel with Gareth Edwards and Josh Trank, and. I don't think they're going to say anything there, but if they do, you have Twitter and you can tell us and we'll announce it during the podcast.
I'm also monitoring Twitter up here.
We're not bitter that they scheduled that panel at the same time as our.
Also, I just want them to say it's about Rogue Squadron just so that entire arena can be filled with fanboy tears.
They've already basically confirmed it's not Boba Fett.
EW did a piece the same day, and EW is pretty much Lucasfilm's PR arm. So if it wasn't about Rogue Squadron, they wouldn't have published that piece, so...
If it wasn't about Rogue Squadron, they would have called it Rogue One.
Like we've said before, I mean, Lucasfilm isn't, they wouldn't troll us like that. George would have.
Yeah.
Lucasfilm now won't.
Yeah. So, did I miss anything? Any news?
Any
you guys
want
to mention?
Hasbro announced a 6-inch Black Series Hera action, or not Hera, what am I saying? Ahsoka action
figure
that will be released sometime in 2016. And if you are at Celebration right now, you can go to their booth and see it in their Black Series
they have a
display.
They have a prototype that's very cool.
Just
like a prototype. For Rebels, I saw that the premiere will be this summer as a movie event, and then new episodes will start in the fall. So, kind of like we had last time with Spark of Rebellion, and then, but the season is longer this time. I think it's 22 episodes as opposed to 13.
Yeah, the episodes we saw last night, it was all just completely seamless.
Yeah. How many were there, two?
Yeah, they showed the finale, so, you know, emotionally compromised everyone for showing us the premiere.
That's not very nice.
It was not. I may have been crying a little on Amy Radcliffe's shoulder, no big deal.
No spoilers, did it end on a cliffhanger?
Yes and no.
Oh, okay. Will we be angry when it ends?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's encouraging.
I'm reading out books at the same time. It wraps it up together, but there's a lot of things waiting to happen in the series. It's a very good setup. It's sort of how they did last year.
Yeah. Okay.
And I do believe that's it for the news.
Yes.
Which brings us into the segment we like to call Cammy's Concerns. Every week we have a discussion topic. And this week we're doing something a little different. We're making you provide the content.
Yes. You are the discussion topic.
Because we've done 109 of these. We've done enough content.
Yeah.
You people can provide it now.
So this is when we can talk about the trailer for half an hour if you guys want to do that. But so Brandon has a microphone, and he will come and bring it to you. So if you'd like to come on a podcast, you can do so right now.
Do you want to get in with maybe some discussion?
Yes. We'll ask questions.
Okay.
So you don't just have to come on and, talk.
Or if they just talk about whatever you want. Just a reminder, we're keeping it PG.
Yeah.
So, that's not PG-13.
If you want to curse in Italian, you can curse in Italian.
So you don't get your 1F-bomb.
Yes, thank you.
Cool.
We're getting 501st.
Thank you.
We're getting 501st. Revan and Mara. Yeah.
I do both these costumes too.
Very cool. Very cool.
Awesome. But I was way less imposing in my Revan because I'm much smaller.
Yes.
Now we're going to find out if this was a terrible idea or not.
Oh, come on. Nancy, I'm going to make you talk.
All right.
Your volunteer is tribute.
Yes.
All right. Hello. I'm also Nancy, but spelled with a Y. And I'm from Metro Detroit, Michigan. And what would you like me to talk about?
Okay, well, we ask everyone the first question when they come on our podcast is, when did you become a Star Wars fan?
That's actually a good story that I like telling. I became a Star Wars fan when I was about 12 years old.
Me too!
We're like twins. We really are. Except I'm taller.
Yes.
When I was 12, I had already seen Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, but that was it. I had only seen those two movies. I had missed A New Hope completely, and I don't know how.
What?
My family doesn't know how. In Empire Strikes Back, clearly the characters know each other, they've been on adventures together, and I knew this, but it didn't matter to me. I still enjoyed the movie. I figured there was a book or a TV show or something that I had missed.
Books?
But it didn't matter. I enjoyed the movies. I was not a fan at that point, but they were fun. And by the time I was 12, my mother figured out that I had missed A New Hope. I had never seen it. And my mother is not a fan, but she grew up with those movies coming out at that time, and of course had been swept up in all of that and had waited in anticipation of the movie. So when she learned I had never seen it, she said, "Oh, we have to fix this." So, and this will date me, we went to Blockbuster and rented it.
Kids, before Netflix.
Yeah. You say that now, there are still two states that have Blockbusters.
That was the only way you could do it. We rented it, we came home, we watched it, and I was 12, and the movie was already 15 years old. The feathered hair was already dated and all of that, but I watched it and I fell in love. Like, the movie magic just worked. It did. I was bit. I loved the story. I loved the characters even more. I loved the music. My mom's a musician. I'm a musician. And the music just really got to me. And from that point on, I had to have it all. And that was also the time, it was when the Timothy Zahn books, the first two, I believe, had already been published.
Yep.
The third one was not quite out yet, or if it was, it was only in hardcover.
We really have the same story.
No!
It's kind of creepy.
This is scary. And our birthdays are one day apart.
Except I had seen A New Hope first, but it broke in the middle of the trash compactor scene, so my dad had to tell me the rest of the movie.
That's just cruel.
It is.
Yep. So I got in on the ground floor with the books. I eventually discovered the comics, and it was a lost cause after that.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Expanded Universe character?
Expanded Universe character is definitely Mara Jade.
Yay.
I loved her from the first. I thought she was very interesting. She had depth, and you know, the fact that she was the perfect counterpart to Luke Skywalker, my other favorite character, also worked really well for me. But yeah, definitely Mara Jade.
Yeah. What's your favorite book? I'm sorry, did I ask you a bad question?
No. You can name three if you want.
Favorite single book was probably Starfighters of Adenar.
Yeah.
Just as a standalone, one and done, I love it. Wedge is also a favorite character of mine, and I loved the whole X-Wing series, so I like each of those pilot characters, and it's funny, and it's touching, and it's an adventure, and it's exciting. I reach for that one a lot if I just need a quick Star Wars fix.
Will you go shoot down the sun for me? It offends me.
It's 140, 150 million clicks from here.
Just go jump in your X-Wing. Okay, so if you haven't listened to our podcast yet, we talk a lot about diversity and representation.
Wait, we do?
Yes.
That's why our comments section frequently looks terrible.
I mean, if you're surprised to talk about diversity, it's possible you've never seen us.
Yeah.
Just looked at us.
So what sorts of representation would you like to see going forward in Star Wars?
More female characters, I think, doing everything. Just that they come up and they impact, maybe like they're on a page, just one page, but it's a female and then she's gone again. Or someone who's super involved in the story, or that it's a team and there's four ladies and two guys. I mean, I just want to see more female characters in this story.
Way to go, Brian. I think that's an important thing to note, is that it's not necessarily that the female characters have to be all like the main characters, but like having them in the background is just as important. Like, there was one lady pilot in The Phantom Menace and everyone was really excited about it,
mm-hmm.
but that's it.
Like the mechanic that you talk to for two pages, or the specialist for something or other that a character has to talk to because they have to run a test or a diagnostic. Why not?
Yeah, like the I Am Canon lady.
Exactly.
Tone 4,
mm-hmm.
who has a Black Series action figure. So what are you most looking forward to in the future of Star Wars? You can only pick one thing.
I'm so cool.
No, you can pick more than one.
Space battles.
Yay!
Yes.
X-Wings flying around. I really get a kick out of that. I will admit, when the special editions came out and for A New Hope, and they redid a lot of the X-Wing battle above the first Death Star, that was exhilarating, because the X-Wings moved a little bit more and panned across the screen. And I mean, that's best on the big screen, but I also really enjoy it in general.
Oh, and what has been your favorite celebration moment?
This is an interview, you guys.
We're trying to provide you with questions, so we're not just like,
well, I can talk forever.
Go, yeah, go.
Favorite celebration experience? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay. Other than the trailer,
no one's allowed to say the trailer.
I'm going to make you work harder than that. It was the panel on the restored music of Empire Strikes Back. I've been looking forward to that since I read it in the panel descriptions. And part of it is because I am a musician and I key in to the music and what that does and what John Williams does and his genius. So they were showing clips from Empire Strikes Back where there is no music, where the music had been cut out. For example, like the duel between Luke and Vader at the very end, a lot of that, there's no music at all. And David Collins had taken the music that John Williams had originally written for those sequences and put them back in.
Yeah.
So in the panel, you watch the original with no music, just to put it like fresh in your head and to realize that there's no music. And then he showed the restored version. And it was interesting for me on two levels, because the restored music is not uncovered music, new music. This is stuff we've heard before.
It's on the soundtracks.
Yeah,
especially the special edition soundtracks.
It's on the soundtracks. If you listen to the soundtracks lots of times, which I have, then you know this music already. It's not new. But hearing it, watching it and hearing it at the same time and watching it line up with those beats in the film was a new experience. And it's also, we all know that music can change how a film reads to an audience, and it really does. So there's a moment, I'll explain this phenomenon, that during the duel, there's a point when Luke is able to push Vader off the carbonite platform. Vader falls off backwards, and then Luke comes around and follows him down.
Yeah.
That point in the film, there's no music. And it feels like during the fight, Luke is barely hanging on. You're not sure about how this is going to go. With the music, the way John Williams had originally scored it, there's a bit of a triumphant fanfare there. It's kind of mild in the middle. It's not a huge blazing trumpet fanfare, but there's a feeling that Luke is triumphant. It's that he's succeeding, and it totally changes how that fight reads.
I'm kind of mad I missed that panel now.
That sounds really cool. It was fascinating. I went through a lot of Hoth scenes.
I think I know the part of the soundtrack that you're talking about, and that's kind of sad. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, if you're familiar with it, you'll be able to.
Well, and like the music in the Battle of Hoth with the piano.
With the piano.
Which is in Rebels in like one of the later episodes when they're in the Walker.
I heard that too.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I can geek about music.
That's cool. We should have you on the podcast, because Brian will geek about you with music.
Sure.
And Sarah, apparently. That's really cool. And that reminds me, like, in Jurassic Park, which is another John Williams movie, that the T-Rex attack has absolutely no music at all.
No.
And I often wonder, like, the decision to have music is, or to have no music, I wonder if that's just as hard as composing the music, because that would be probably so different if there was music there.
Yeah, and that comes down to the director. It makes one of those tough decisions to make, especially when you're working with the genius of John Williams.
And we, as you said, we're not letting people talk about, say the trailer is their favorite part, but obviously the music in the trailer was amazing. Yes. And it's like everyone talked about him composing new music for the first teaser, but no one's really, I haven't seen any really discussion about it on Twitter or anything about the new teaser. And I mean, it's familiar music, it's the Force theme, but it's obviously a new arrangement that it's not recycled from the films.
Mm-hmm.
So It was really, and it's funny, like, one of my favorite things about Celebration, besides what I said before, is walking through the halls and hearing the music cue, and you know, oh, someone's watching the trailer on their phone.
Yep.
Done that a few times.
I think we can let her go now.
Yes. No.
we only have so much time.
You volunteer as tribute.
Let's talk to more people.
So, congratulations on being here, because you're not being able to see him.
There's no Josh Trank there. That's unfortunate.
He's not here either, but he's not anywhere, clearly.
So for half the show, we've been recording on the laptop microphone instead of the USB
Brian,
mixer.
What the heck is wrong with you?
Well, you know, I had another laptop that was configured a certain way. I'm sorry.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Christine. I'm from Sacramento.
Awesome. What was the first one? Oh, how did you get into Star Wars?
Yeah.
Well, and I have no problem dating myself. I'm one of the lucky people that saw A New Hope in 1977. I was six.
It makes me jealous.
Yeah. Sorry. And I don't remember wanting to see it. I remember my dad showing my sister, my twin sister and I, the ad in the paper, like, we're going to see this movie. And I vividly remember laughing and being blown away, and I've always told people, we ran into the backyard and started playing Star Wars. If I was hypnotized, I would say the Millennium Falcon landed in our backyard. Like, that's how vivid the play was. It was like, yeah, no, that happened.
Nice. Okay, so who's your favorite character?
Princess Leia. I mean, I love them all. I love R2 as well. But
I respect that decision. It's pretty awesome. If you've read the books, what's your favorite one of the books?
I've read most of the books. Okay. At a certain point with the EU, I was like, I can't do this.
We understand.
Yeah.
We get totally your sisters
completely.
Bug sex. That's as probably PG as we can get, but I was like, why am I? I can't.
Oh,
I can't.
If you want for a good time, read Crucible. Don't. I no. fell for that.
No.
Okay. Curse you, Bria. So what is your favorite one of the books?
Well, I'm a big Zahn fan. So I'm going to say Heir to the Empire because it brought Star Wars back. There was a period of time where, like, and I was in college at the time, I would go to, like, gaming stores and buy those character guides for the games because they would have, like, a couple sentences about the characters that you hadn't read, and it was, I still have them. I never played the games, but it was like, look, a paragraph about Luke. And there's some words in here that I've never seen used to describe him. I mean, it was really sad. So the books really brought back new stories. So that was great.
Speaking of guides, we got to look at the Ultimate Star Wars yesterday from DK.
It's so pretty.
You're going to want to go get it. It's really
Hobby
cool.
Clivian does not die during the Battle of Hoth. That is canon now.
It is canon. Hobby lives. Also, Wedge is still from Corellia.
Yes.
We need Hobby Live shirts, man.
Too.
Oh, wait. I wonder who could make that happen. Paul, let's make a note of that. So what sort of representation would you like to see moving forward in the saga?
Well, since women were already mentioned, I would say a more Asian representation. I mean,
I like you.
I like you. Too.
I like you. You're can you stick around?
Sure.
You're a cool person. Awesome. In case anyone's unaware, I'm half Chinese. That's your context. I realize most people. Never mind. So, what are you most looking forward to in the future of the franchise?
I'm looking forward to seeing a Star Wars movie every flippin' year. A new
yes.
one
yeah.
in the theater.
It's going to be so weird
I
and
think
awesome.
That's fantastic. And that's what I love about the Disney takeover. When people were panicking, I'm like, when you see what Disney did with Marvel, where Marvel was really a niche thing, and now people who have never read a comic book know what Marvel is. They watch TV shows. And Disney was like, you know what people would do every year? Go to the movies and see a new Star Wars movie. And so
they're not wrong.
Yeah.
No. What have been your favorite moments of Celebration so far? Cannot say the trailer.
Well, I did like what Nancy said, though. Like, I feel like that being at Celebration allows you to do what you would like to do if you weren't at Celebration, which was, like, take 4 days mm-hmm. to absorb the trailer and think about it and talk about it with people. And, you know, at work, people would be like, yeah, that looked cool.
Yeah.
And that would be it. And now, you know, being around like-minded people, you can really immerse yourself.
It's funny because you know, usually if the trailer comes out online or on YouTube, like, you'll watch it, and then you'll watch it again, and then you'll freeze frame it, and you'll read all of, like, the analysis of it. But I haven't really had time to do that. So I've been, like, seeing things on Twitter, like talking about it, and I'm like, oh, I didn't even notice that. Like, in the exhibit, there's Finn's costume, and they have, like, the description of the costume and then a picture of, like, a concept art, and which I hadn't, I mean, I took pictures of it. I looked at it for, like, 5 minutes, and then I saw someone tweet a picture and say, is this what I think it is? And it's a circle of his costume, and there's a lightsaber in it, and I was like...
This was on the concept art part.
Yeah, on the concept art. And I said, how the heck did I miss that? That
we all
is
missed
carrying
it.
Because
we were too busy looking at the pretty costumes.
Mm-hmm. There's so much going on.
And so we're like, what does that mean?
Can I interrupt for a second? We do have a little bit of breaking news.
Ooh, yes.
Pablo Hidalgo just said that they're calling the standalone films anthology films. That's going to be the official name for those offshoots.
Interesting.
Also, heavily implied there will be no opening crawl in those films.
Interesting.
So yes. Keeping you posted there. Do we want to get some general Q&A into the mix as well?
Well, I think we had someone else who wanted to
chat. Yeah, someone behind
me. Do you still want to? Yeah. Go. Thank you.
And we'll rapid fire this one.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Hi, I'm Gerald. So I actually know Bria from DC, just hanging out, so...
Cool. Yeah, I used to come into the comic store I worked at.
Yay!
So, support your local LCS.
Yes, you should, especially if it's a good one that, you know, is welcoming
your
to women.
Your local comic shop. Whoops.
Yes, this is my plug for Phantom Comics in D.C. So when did you become a Star Wars fan?
So, funny story about becoming a Star Wars fan. My dad would borrow these movies from the local library when I was growing up here in Southern California. And I actually had seen Spaceballs before I had seen any of the Star Wars movies.
Me too.
So when
the Muppet Babies Star Wars special for me.
So when my dad, like, first borrowed A New Hope, you know, I was going into this movie with all these, like, really weird preconceived notions from Spaceballs. And, you know, I just, you know, I got to watch these movies again and again, borrowing them from the library, and just really took off from there.
Who's your favorite character?
Yes.
Wedge Antilles.
Yes!
You know, Poe Dameron may, you know, think of himself as the hottest pilot in the galaxy right now, but Wedge Antilles has two Death Stars painted on his X-Wing.
Hottest pilot in the galaxy currently active.
Yeah. Yes. So, in that case, what's your favorite book?
I would say probably the Rogue Squadron series, but narrowing in on them, definitely like a Wraith Squadron in that whole arc.
Very cool.
Wraith Squadron is perfect.
Yup, yup, Commander. Yeah. Just, you know, really well-written characters. A really good balance between, you know, the humor and, you know, just the grittiness and the action of X-Wing combat, which is where I really fell in love with the movies to begin with.
So what sorts of representation would you like to see moving forward in the saga?
Definitely more Asians, more women, and, you know, I think it would be fun just to have more non-human aliens take, you know, front and center every so often, so.
Yeah, everyone loves Yoda, I mean. You know.
That's true. What are you most looking forward to in the future of the franchise?
Definitely more good storytelling, you know, paying attention to the different properties, watching Rebels, reading all of the books. You know, we are seeing what really feels like a renaissance in Star Wars storytelling that we haven't really seen since the mid-90s. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to seeing, you know, where Disney will be taking the Star Wars universe in their own creative direction, and seeing what, you know, these different creators will bring to the table.
Favorite celebration moment?
Let's see. Definitely the season 2 premiere of Clone Wars.
Rebels.
Yeah.
But also,
going back to Clone Wars, they did show the Bad Batch arc. Incomplete animations,
yes.
But they had the full voice work, and it was just this really amazing arc, and, you know, just a nice, you know, Dave Filoni, you know, saying thank you to the fans, and, you know, giving us more of this thing that, you know, we really did want to see more of.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay, let's open up the floor for QA, just general QA. If you want to ask us anything, you can ask us anything.
Or ask, or just discuss anything, yeah.
Yep. Or we can wrap up early if no one's going to say anything.
Yeah, I get to run to another panel.
Okay, Bria, do you need a jet?
Nah, I've got 4 minutes.
Okay.
Yes, Hoppas are interchangeable, in case you're wondering. So I'm tagging someone out. Oh, no. You're not allowed to ask a question, Nicole.
So I know you guys don't want to talk about the trailer.
We can talk about the trailer.
Yeah, that's too bad. what moment, like, what shot made you the most excited?
For me, it wasn't a shot. It was the instant Luke started narrating.
You're not allowed to answer.
But that was when I was the most excited.
When the hand that is Luke, because no one can tell me otherwise, reached out to pat R2 on the head.
It's a toss-up between seeing that Star Destroyer crash on Jakku and Han's Chewie were home. Because they both had two very different emotional impacts. Like, the Star Destroyer made me go, it's happening, it's happening. And then the, you know, we're home, just all the emotions crashing. Yeah.
For me, it was the lightsaber being handed over.
Yeah. And that combined with the whole narration was kind of like passing of the torch.
Yeah, it was really well done.
And we did hear from the panel last night that the audio, the voiceover audio, was a combination of the stuff from Return of the Jedi and things that were recorded last week. In case everyone's wondering.
Oh, yes. They're actually showing footage from Rogue One.
What? What? No!
What are we doing here?
Why did I join this
site? But it's on the live stream, right?
I sure hope so.
We're watching the live vlog. Yeah,
Forest Planet, TIE Fighter, Death Star.
What?
Dark Times. Ooh.
Well, this just got...
So is it Rogue Squadron origin story?
Pilot chatter!
Ah!
Pilot chatter!
Pilots! I'm sorry, did you need us for the rest of this podcast? I think Rob is basically useless. I mean, okay. Feel free to ask us any questions you want.
Why don't we give away a prize?
Yes.
A
special prize?
Yes, we're going to give away a very special prize.
Do you want to give away this too?
Yes. Okay, well, we'll give away one thing. We have the Essential Atlas by Jason Fry and Dan Wallace, and it's really awesome. And
wait, hold on. There's an Alec Guinness monologue that opens Rogue One.
What?
An Alec Guinness monologue opens Rogue One.
I'm confused now. If you didn't hear that, someone from the audience just shouted, "It's totally a Boba Fett movie."
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, let's give away some stuff while I keep my eyes glued on Twitter.
Brief clip, pan out over a forest, and then the Death Star through the atmosphere. Alec Guinness monologue.
They're showing a teaser right now.
Yes. We're live telling you the...
Bitter party of four.
I've got all my press peeps tweeting it.
Dark Times, the Empire.
So for the Atlas, we have 934.
I
already have it. Read the number. 949? Anyone?
949, Bueller.
946?
Awesome! Yay! Copy of the Essential Atlas. Very cool book.
And more importantly, you're going to get the good and the really, really bad.
So if you don't know the story, Brian and I have a dog named Mara, and she chews everything. And we somehow this was left out one day. I think Brian left it out on purpose. It's a copy of the Crystal Star for the audio people. And we came home from work, and she had gotten into things like she normally does. And we're like, oh, no. And I saw the book on the floor under the table. I'm like, oh, it's probably gone. So if you can see on the corner, she chewed up a little bit, and that's it. She didn't want to finish it.
Everything Waru is still there. Waru still loves you, and you too can sacrifice your liver to his goldenness.
Got a little more on Rogue One. It's about a rogue resistance stealing the Death Star plans.
quick draw because I got a
So at least we have a canon story of that now. Okay. 930.
930.
Going once, going twice.
Redraw.
932. Yay!
Awesome. Nick, what's the update?
You're welcome. John Boyega is currently...
Hold on. What?
John Boyega is currently in the exhibit hall.
John Boyega's right there!
John Boyega's right there.
No, the exhibit hall.
Oh, down there.
Yeah. John Boyega's right there.
he's wearing a clone trooper helmet.
That's the most important.
So we need to stop all the clone troopers and shake their hands, is what you're saying.
Look for a nice black man in a clone trooper helmet.
If you would like a Lords of the Sith pin, raise your hand. I'll go give you one.
Can we do this? Can we do the sign off? Yeah.
Yes. We will go ahead and sign off now, and I have to pull up the notes for the sign off. Thanks for coming out. Tashi Station Radio has been brought to you in part by Her Universe and Audible.com. If you want to find us on Twitter, you can find us with the handles Tashi_Station. That's the official show account. I am Lane Winry, LaneWinre. That's Nancy Pants, NancyPants. Chaos Bria and Riorin. On Facebook, we are the Tashi Station Network. We are on the iTunes Store and the Stitcher Store, so if you like what you hear, please do leave a review. You can find our columns and news at Tashi-Station.com. Thanks for listening to us today and joining us out here. And we want to do something a little different to sign off. Nancy, what are we doing?
On the count of three, everyone say, may the force be with you. All right? 1, 2, 3.
May the force be with you!
This podcast has been brought to you by Majestic Draft Productions and is the official podcast of TashiStation.net. All Star Wars names, music, and logos are property of their respective trademark and copyright holders. Tashi Station Radio is not endorsed by Lucasfilm or any division of the company. Now go pick up some power converters.